This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane. Residents at Richmond's infamous Hacienda housing complex are finally able to relocate from the mold and rodent-filled public housing units they've lived in for years. In a press conference earlier this year, Richmond Mayor Tom Butts announced that the residents will receive federally funded vouchers to move into private housing while Hacienda goes through renovations. Hacienda is one of the most poorly maintained public housing complexes in a city with one of the worst housing agencies in the country. KALW's Ben Trefney reached out to Amy Julia Harris from the Center for Investigative Reporting for an update.
A few weeks ago, the feds announced that they were going to approve money to move everyone out of Hacienda. So they approved $1 million to relocate everyone. And they said that they were going to try to move everyone out within 6 months. So by August, everyone is supposed to be out of Hacienda.
And that means that they find other housing alternatives for them and they pay for them to move and relocate.
Right. So HUD has awarded Section 8 vouchers to all of the people who live in Hacienda. And the Housing Authority and relocation consultants are talking to everyone and saying, all right, where do you want to live? Do you want to stay in Richmond? We'll help you find a place. Do you want to move to Arizona? We'll help you find a place there as well. So they're talking to all the residents and figuring out in the next few weeks where they're going to move and how that's all going to work.
So nobody's moved yet?
No one has moved yet.
I see. And I've seen in reporting on this that it's just over $1,000 for relocation expenses that's being covered, which, I don't know, it doesn't sound like a whole lot. Is the amount of money then that they're being afforded to have a new residence, is that enough to get a place? I mean, maybe in parts of Arizona, but in the Bay Area?
So what they're looking for now is they get a Section 8 voucher. So they're able to find a house on the private market. You know, a one bedroom goes for about $1,100. Two bedroom goes up to about $1,400. So, you know, the relocation consultants said they're not worried about the housing market. I asked them, you know, that the Bay Area is notoriously hard to find affordable housing. They said, you know, they've been doing this for years. They've never had any problems finding housing.
Well, yeah, but the last few months have been a lot different from the last few
yep.
years, actually. And in San Francisco, the median price for a one-bedroom is $3,300.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's going to be all contained in this report that is going to come out in a few weeks. That will say, you know, this is the available housing. These are the challenges that they're going to face, and then hopefully put a timeline for it. So it is going to be a big task to move out everyone, especially if people want to stay in the Bay Area close by.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked with some of the residents to see how they feel about where things are going right now and where they're going?
Yeah, I have. And it's been sort of a mixed bag. There are some residents who have said, in Hacienda particularly, it's sad it's taken this long. And I think the overwhelming feeling is that, you know, they're sort of just angry that it did take so long for things to happen, but are cautiously optimistic about moving out. I've talked to a lot of people who said, still, even though the Housing Authority has promised we're going to get you all out by 6 months, we'll believe it when we see it. Once I'm in a new place, then I'll believe it. Because they've been burned so many times, have been saying, yeah, we're going to deal with all these problems. We're going to move you out. That was first said to them in 2009. They said, you'll be out within 6 months. Never happened. So I think there's still a lot of mistrust about it coming from a lot of the residents. Other residents are just overjoyed or really excited to get out of there, find a new place, not have to deal with the Housing Authority anymore.
So the level of breakdown in the Hacienda housing projects was so extreme. It was unsafe conditions, but it really perpetuated until your reporting came about. The Richmond Housing Authority has come under fire. The head of that, Tim Jones, there's a lot of criticism that's come out about the work that he did and how he allowed it to get to that point. Can you tell me a little bit about that, the challenges he faced, and who should be accountable for how it got to that state?
Sure. So the main issues that I talked to for residents were that their complaints were just not getting addressed. So when residents had a complaint, they sort of had to call a maintenance line, talk about their complaint, and then there were contractors who would come in and fix everything. So throughout the course of the reporting, we found that there was sort of a breakdown in the maintenance system and contracting system. To begin with, a lot of the contractors were deemed to be incompetent, were not getting the job done Some of the maintenance workers who were tasked with fixing things, we found, we're double billing for completing the same job at the same time. In other cases, they were saying that they fixed stuff, charging overtime, but it never got fixed. So there was sort of a breakdown in oversight in the maintenance department for the people who were supposed to fix residents' problems. That was sort of the first step. Higher up, there was sort of an oversight and accountability issue throughout the housing authority. We found that, Tim Jones is the head of all of this. A lot of times, maintenance contracts were going to people they probably shouldn't have gone to. Going years back, there was the number two at the housing authority who had steered contracts to his brother for maintenance landscaping work.
It's a corruption, at a higher, possibly.
Yep, at a higher rate than they were supposed to. So all of that sort of trickles down into residents not getting the best, the best responsiveness for simple problems,
or much responsiveness
at all.
That was KALW's Ben Trefney in conversation with reporter Amy Julia Harris. Currently, no Hacienda residents have moved out, but the Housing Authority says they're aiming to relocate everyone by August.